This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 2nd of November. Southern Rocks made the most of forfeiting their second innings to get off to a winning start in this year's Logan Cup in Harare. They allowed Mashonaland Eagles to get up to 159 for one in their first innings, courtesy of some joke bowling, which following the Rocks' forfeiture set them 301 to win in their second innings. They could manage only 159 as Tinashe Panyangara and Brian Vittori shared 7 wickets. Matabele Land Tuskers joined them at the top of the table after chasing down the 305 that they need to beat Mountaineers in Bulawayo. The visitors declared their second innings on 357 for 7, setting Tuskers a prolonged run chase at over 4 runs per over. They achieved it with relative ease as Brian Chari and Moeen Ali both fell just short of centuries and 147 for the second wicket in good time. In New Zealand, Lancashire's Stephen Croft and Essex's James Foster led Northern Districts to victory over Otago in the first match of their 2020 tournament, the HRV Cup. The pair shared a fifth wicket stand worth 126, with Croft making 81 off 49 balls and Foster 48 off 60, helped their side post 174 for 7. Otago didn't get particularly close, ending on 150 for 6 to lose by 24 runs. South Australia fought back on day 2 of their Sheffield Shield match against Tasmania at the Bellarive Oval. They restricted the home side's first innings advantage to just 26 by bowling them out for 138, as Chad Sayers and Dan Christian ended with 7 wickets between them. Christian and Travis Head then both hit half centuries in South Australia's second innings to lead them to stumps on 225 for 7. Victoria conceded a slender first innings lead by being bowled out for 219 on day 2 at the MCG, but then reduced Western Australia to 76 for 5 in their second innings. Clint Mackay was the standout player, hitting 65 off 51 balls to help the home side post 219, and then taking 2 hits in the visitors' second innings. Australia's top order were denied valuable match practice ahead of the first test against South Africa, as David Warner and Michael Clarke both failed for New South Wales, who were all out for 184 on day 1 against Queensland. Luke Feldman and Alistair McDermott shared 7 wickets for Queensland, who then closed on 66 for 3 in their first innings. South Africa's one-day cup got off to an extraordinary start in Centurion. Lions made 329 for 6, with skipper Stephen Cook hitting 125 and Gulam Bodie 71. They then bowled Titans out for just 60. Huddersfield Jordan was their tormentor-in-chief, returning figures of 6 for 19, with David Visser one of only 2 Titans batsmen to reach double figures, with an unbeaten 24.